message on a Sunday afternoon. Millie stops to buy her son a carnival balloon. On the green, the band attempts to play a jaunty tune. A pleasant way to while away a Sunday. At the pub, the alewife is complaining about men. How Hubert has his gallstones on the mantel in the den. Someone stealing petticoats from washing lines again. The same old things she harps on every Sunday. Vicar's Sunday sermon has now run its standard course. And Tom the baker's son is suicidal with remorse. The Ladies' League for Decency is picketing in force. And Major Sykes is busy in the parlor with his horse. Trevor Morgan's chums all held a party there last night. And Mrs. Morgan's budgie went white featherless with fright. Someone shaved the corgi's bum and dyed it green and white. But none of them were seen in church on Sunday. Vicar likes to tell us that in brotherhood we each should strive to love our neighbors, even as the scriptures teach. But something Vicar's far too apt to practice what he preached. It's good that God forgives him every Sunday. Constable left suddenly before they served the writ. It seems he's been abusing his official perquisites. The whole affair left Johnny's mother throwing 50 fits. And now poor Johnny's being very careful how he sits. Just last Tuesday week, a burly strapping fellow with a marvelous physique. But Helen thinks that he arouses her maternal streak. We're betting he won't make it past next Sunday. The veterinary's wife has somehow come down with the mange. And Will has gone off dowsing for his teeth at Crofter's Grange. In a world that's oftentimes disquieting and strange, it's good to know that after all, some things will never change.